is now not part of the board, we can't serve the committee either.
That's correct. So any alternates any alternates on this committee or any other committee will no longer be part of the board at all, and so therefore also cannot serve as of July 1st.
On, say, a nominating committee.
On nominating committee, finance committee, or any other committee, because they won't be part of the board. It does occur to me that, I don't know if this would be the right nominations to do it, but somehow the board will have to choose between the two positions, which one stays on the board and which one goes into the advisory board, but that's not agendized today.
That's a full board issue.
So that would be a full board issue.
Okay, well, since I can't serve on this board, I'm going to go ahead and drop off the call.
No. You're still a member.
We're not letting you go until June 30th.
Your term doesn't expire until the end of the month.
You've got to hang on until June 30th.
And I think we may need you as part of the quorum for this board. Was that Susan?
Yeah. Cindy.
Yeah, Cindy will still be on the board.
Susan.
Yeah, Susan.
I heard that laugh.
Oops.
Yeah. You've stunned us into silence, Cindy.
So I apologize, but that's my public comment. Okay. Again, we didn't even know this until...
Interesting.
Tuesday.
I don't suppose I could ask what this bill did, can I? It eliminated three of our current appointments.
You have to tell me if I can.
It placed those not elected members on the advisory board. A physician, the environmental health, and the nurse board members are automatically placed on the advisory board that was created pursuant to this new bill.
Who are non-voting members.
Correct.
I'm not understanding that right. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Part of the problem is that, if I may go out on a limb, it doesn't make very much sense.
Yeah, there are currently 14 members of the regular board with 14 alternates. The alternates will no longer be on the board.
I got that.
At all. So the 14 members, the law eliminates three of the appointed members. And so those appointed members, as Annette just pointed out, are the nurse representative, one of the physician representatives, and the environmental health representative. Susan is the alternate to that. Tim is the main person to our board. So those three people, Mr. Collins, Mr. Jones, and one of the two physicians will automatically be placed as part of the advisory board, and then you as a city get to appoint some citizen, using whichever criteria you want, to the advisory board, as do the other four cities. The county doesn't get an advisory board member.
So what it did was it took away appointed members. It took away people who were not elected. But it didn't
three
take
of them. Three
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, but it didn't take all of them.
That's correct.
We had seven?
Six.
When they started out, they were trying to take away all of them, I thought.
That's correct.
So they must have made adjustments in the bill. That's what's puzzling me. I didn't realize
they did. It also adds an additional administrative person.
Yes.
That's correct, but that's not part of the nominations committee. Okay. Hesitant to talk about that, but we will talk about this at the board meeting in 2 weeks about what that does. It does add an additional administrative layer, actually, in the health district.
Can I request Dr. Iser brief us on the contents of the bill during the second public comment meeting?
He can do that, yeah.
I would like to request that.
Okay. And I'll ask for your help to keep me honest.
All right, we've had our public comment. Any other public comment? Then we move to item 3, adoption of the June 10th, 2015 agenda.
I would move for adoption of the agenda without any changes.
Excellent.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, it passes. Number 4, to approve the nomination of officers committee meeting and minutes from June 30th, 2014.
Mr. Collins, would you like a set of those? Or did you have
them? I believe I have a set.
Are there, for you all, there are copies up here? Oh, you've got them.
I've got them.
Okay.
Set.
There are a statute of limitations on approving minutes.
Now there are. under the new open meeting law that came into effect, I want to say on the 27th, all minutes have to be approved within, at the very next board meeting or within 45 days.
Well, how about a committee later?
Yeah, what about
at the next constituted meeting?
So this would be the next meeting after this one.
After this one.
We'd still be legal.
Yes.
We wouldn't have to have another meeting of this committee.
Just to approve
the minutes.
No.
So that'd be true of Finance Committee and the other committees.
Right. So they'd meet on a very long period schedule.
Right. Yeah.
All right. We had the motion to approve, or did we not?
We did. I moved that we... No, I don't think we did. I would move that we approve the minutes of the June 30th, 2014 meeting.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes. And now we're receiving, reviewing, and considering nominations for the Southern Nevada District Board of Health, officers for the year 2015 to 2016, and... we have the revised list of nominations as of June 10th. I think we should begin with the chair, and since Mr. Collins cannot do it, it would be we considered our Bob Beers and Rod Woodbury. Has anybody talked with Mr. Woodbury?
Yes, he's willing to run. There is.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know
he is. There is. An issue, and so you would have to change the rules to allow him to run and to be the chair for a third year. This would be his third year. You can do that because it's your rules by which an officer can only run for 2 years.
Your board governance policy says that an officer can only serve 2 successive terms. This would be Mr. Woodbury's third term. So your recommendation, should you so choose, would be to waive the board governance policy requirement and nominate Mr. Woodbury.
And the board would have to approve that.
They would have to approve
before
that.
Acting on the motion to
Correct.
Have officers next year.
But I think they would want to hear your recommendation as to whether you wanted Rod in as a third year. And be part of your recommendations that we would write up, that we would present to the board in 2 weeks on your behalf. And that, I guess, Ms. Tarkanian, that you would discuss as the chair of this committee.
Could you repeat that sentence? I was enthralled with the music.
I know, it was pretty. So whatever you recommend on this particular position, to waive the rule if you decide to nominate Mr. Woodbury as your recommendation, or Mr. Beers, and I can tell you that I work very well with both of them. I'd be happy with either one of them. But if you do that, then Jackie would write up the notes, and then you would present the findings and the recommendations of this nominations committee to the full board in 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay, do we have any nominations for chair? We have, we have nominated Mr. Beers and Mr. Woodbury. Do we have a nomination for a vote here? Both of them would be willing to serve as that, and so I need to have him.
So I guess the question is, what do we want to do about the governance policy that has a 2-year
That's correct.
In any one position?
That's correct.
And we would have to have that for if I continued as vice chair.
That's correct. If you've been on
you'd
for 2 years.
You'd have the same issue.
That's correct.
And would this be her third
correct.
Time?
This would, yeah.
Yes. So we need to waive that policy.
Would it be possible to have Mr. Woodbury as a nominee for the vice chair position?
Sure. And you can bring forward
nominations
new nominations at this committee.
Well, I would suggest that since you're willing to serve as a chair, and this would be your third successive vice chair appointment, that you run for the chair position and Mr. Woodbury move down into the nomination slot for the vice chair position.
So I think you should first nominate Rod for vice chair.
Okay. Okay. I'd like to nominate Rod Woodbury for vice chair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Aye.
And now we'll move back up to chair.
And he's still eligible for you to recommend, if you want to do that. You also have Bob, who's willing to run as chairman, up there as well.
Yes. Do I hear a motion from anybody? Well, I'll move Bob Beards in as chair. Isn't this what we're thinking?
You can choose to do that.
Is that all right? I understand you correctly?
No, I understood that he was already nominated for the chair.
She's motioning to elect me chair.
Oh, to
recommend the election.
Because you already moved to nominate Rod Woodbury for vice chair.
I second your...
So it sounds like that you're suggesting that Rod and I change
positions.
Seats.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's where those nominations would be going.
Yes. That's my understanding.
Okay.
So I've just nominated Bob Beers for chair because we've already voted for Rod Woodbury for vice chair. We nominated him. How about those on the phone? Do you have any comment? You know why we're doing this?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
It's because of that 3-year...
Yeah, that's not fine.
Okay.
Yes, it sounds... with me as well.
Okay, so all in favor of Mr. Bob at your bottom dollar Beers for chair?
Aye.
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 Okay, now we get down to secretary and...
No, vice chair.
We still have vice chair.
So I would move that we nominate Rod Woodbury for vice chair. Or that we recommend...
I'll second that.
That we recommend to the full board that they elect Rod Woodbury as vice chair.
And Susan, was that you seconding?
Yes, it was.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So he will be vice chair. So we have chair and vice chair. What?
Jack, minutes are going to need some serious cleaning up here.
Whoever's in charge of taking the minutes, work hard because they need serious cleaning up. Mr. Beers. And now as secretary, the situation is I've served 2 terms, so I can't serve 3 terms.
Unless you waive the policy.
Unless you waive the policy, but we didn't waive the policy on the other two.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to waive the entire policy. You can do it by position.
Correct.
So it depends on what you five, I think it's five, want. If you want Lois as the Councilwoman Tarkanian as the secretary, then you would need to recommend her to the full board with a recommendation that the policy be waived.
It would just be a temporary waiver for this particular term.
How long has Doug been on the committee?
He's been on the board 1 year.
Cindy Delaney on the phone, Bob Beer speaking. Would you be willing to be nominated as secretary?
No, I'm sorry. I really cannot hold an officer position right now. I have some really serious time constraints at the moment.
Then I would move that we recommend to the board that we waive the 2-year limit and re-nominate Councilwoman Tarkanian as secretary.
I'll second that.
Okay, and I am not going to vote. I would like to say that ordinarily I would not go for another term and have to have this waiver. It's just that Doug's only been on 1 year, and it might be better if he were on another year at least. Or anyway, that's what I think.
Well, and see, I've only been on a year, too. So there's that, and plus I have some things going on in my life right now that just are very constricting time-wise.
Okay.
So I'm not going to vote on this. All in favor?
You're not precluded from voting for yourself.
I know, but I hate to vote for myself. But can I just take it myself out? I'm taking myself out. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Then the motion passes. So we now have as chair Mr. Bob Beers. We have as vice chair Rod Woodbury, and we have as myself secretary. And then we go. I just don't want people to think I can't leave an office either. Anything else?
I see. 4B was nominations, and 4C is what we just did.
Yes.
That's correct. Got it.
It works fine.
Okay.
So we and now we're back to public comment.
Yes, Dr. Reiser?
Oh, well, before we go there.
Do you want other people?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that you want?
Is there any other
public comment? Oh, I should have asked. Is there any other public comment? I was going to ask after you, but okay.
So there are several provisions for this bill. And we've already talked about two of them, but let me repeat them. One of them is to remove all of the alternates. So as of July 1st, no one who is currently in an alternate position will be able to remain there. They will no longer be part of the board at all. I might add, though, that some of these people, I think, are very helpful. And so if, for example, you wanted Mr. Collins, well, he can't do both. He will automatically be on part on top of the board. But you as a city and the other four cities will be able to not nominate. You'll be able to select someone to sit on this advisory board. The three members who are rotating off the permanent board will automatically be part of the advisory board. And that would be, again, I'll just repeat them, Mr. Collins, Mr. Jones, and one of the two doctors that the board will have to determine.
In the future, does the board choose successors
No.
for those three?
And yes, for those three, they will.
By category?
Yes.
Okay, so that is a nurse position. Michael's position is a nurse position.
Correct.
So, for example, if I appointed Mr. Collins, I can appoint someone from anywhere, right?
You can. What I think
you
the
keep
intent,
your two doctors.
I think the intent. The one of the doctors will remain on the advisory committee. The intent for the cities, I believe, is for you to determine, outside of the regular board of health, who you want to represent Las Vegas on the advisory board. It could be.
And so that is a duty of the city council.
The law is not clear. It simply says that the jurisdiction will select a resident.
It could be the city manager. Our lawyer will get working.
They'll determine how that process is
run
work internally.
Language through the blender.
Correct.
Yeah.
But each jurisdiction gets to select a resident to sit on the advisory board.
But the county does not.
It's not in the bill.
It doesn't specifically say the county. It just says the local jurisdiction.
Well, do they count the county as a local jurisdiction?
Doesn't say.
I guess I was going to say, basically, this came from the county.
So,
I believe.
I don't think so, but I think that's something we can discuss at the.
If you say local jurisdictions, I think the county counts itself as a local jurisdiction.
Do all of the alternates go on to the advisory board?
No. The only members who go onto the advisory board are the three.
So there are seven members of the advisory board?
Maybe eight. Maybe nine.
Depending on who's a local jurisdiction or not.
Yeah. So each city would get one, and then maybe Mr. Collins, Mr. Jones, and a physician, and then maybe the county.
Okay.
And then they would organize themselves under rules, essentially, that you all would set up. If you allow them to organize themselves, and they certainly I'd recommend a chair and a vice chair and a secretary for them, but that's something we can discuss at the board meeting in 2 weeks. And then the advisory committee will also do what you as a regular board of health want them to do, want them to hear, want them to participate in.
So you would determine the scope.
And the quorum drops by one? The quorum number drops by one? Right.
For the full board.
For the full board.
We've got 11 members.
It'll go down to 6 for a quorum, so you'll drop 2. You'll have to have more than half, which would be 6.
But we've only lost 3 members.
But yeah, but you had 14.
You have 11 members.
I see. Okay. All right. Okay.
So 14 divided by 2 plus 1
okay.
equals 8.
All right.
11 divided by 2 plus a half is 6.
Okay. And what else does the bill do?
The bill...
Did you talk about the CMO already?
The CMO? No, I haven't talked about that. So it adds a new position into the administration. That's a chief medical officer. So the old legislation discussed actually states that you will have a district health officer. The new legislation says you will have a district health officer. So I am that person under both scenarios, according to our interpretation, and according to the my understanding of the interpretation of the people who sponsored this bill. So, and basically the qualifications of a district health officer change so that it doesn't, it no longer needs to be a physician, but it needs to have at least an MPH, as I recall, and 5 years of progressive administrative experience. So I have that. If you took my medical degree away and all of that stuff, I already have that. So I meet the qualifications for that. I also meet the qualifications for the chief medical officer. But it does add a chief medical officer in there. So if you decided to release me, or if I resign or I retire, then that opens that district health officer position up to you to choose a non-physician to lead the district. If I stay, I believe, and I'll let Ms. Bradley confirm this, you can name me as both the district health officer and the chief medical officer, which will save a couple of $100,000.
Oh, we can do that.
To do that.
Are you sure?
Because that's up to the interpretation of our legal counsel.
Yeah. We'll get that at the full board meeting, I'm sure.
So if you kept me as district health officer, you could appoint someone else within the district currently as the chief medical officer, but we only have one real full-time physician who is licensed and acts as a physician. That's Dr. Williams. I think we do have Tony Frederick, who is a physician and may be licensed.
No.
He's not licensed.
Yes,
he is licensed. So those are the only two full-time physicians we have. You can add those duties on to another current physician, but they already have full-time jobs. That.
So are they saying from the intent of the bill was for us to hire a new person?
The language of the bill says that the health district is created with a district health officer, a CMO, a public health advisory board, and a board of health. That's the structure that is created by the new law. Those four.
Is there an effective date?
July 1st. Yeah.
That's why
fairly rapid by legislative standards. Mm-hmm.
That's why I wrote to you all this morning to advise you and to say that there will be significant decisions that you all will have to make at the June meeting.
Including bylaws and some of your government policies are going to need to be amended as well because they refer to the old structure. They refer to alternates. There's a lot of work to be done. The law also requires that in looking at the DHO position and the CMO position, Dr. Iser gets to identify what that CMO position is supposed to look like, but you all will be tasked with, the full board will be tasked with identifying what the roles and responsibilities of the DHO will be.
So
how that might be amended, if you so chose.
So does he have to choose which of the two he would take?
Does Dr. Iser have to choose?
Yes. No. Or is it allowable for him to maintain both?
No. My interpretation of it is that there's a DHO, there's a CMO, there's an advisory board, and there is a full board. Those are four distinct.
It appears to me we won't be able to name a chief medical officer. Can the board empower me with those duties temporarily? But we don't even know what those duties are yet.
We don't know what they are yet.
Okay.
Maybe
yeah.
Five, each one of the cities.
And at the end of the day, until all of this is fleshed out, you're responsible for running the health system.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay. I was killed in the Senate and resurrected in the Assembly and stuck in another bill and never got heard in the subject matter committee. Senate.
It was
a bit of an odd
doctor. I did send some testimony, but I never got any response.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone who sent testimony got a response, but I don't know that.
It was was all in the last, what, 3 weeks, I think, right, of the session.
Although I assume with the open records law we could get it.
All right.
So that gives you...
Lemonade all around in July.
So that gives you sort of the summary of what the changes will be. We'll have a much more structured format with Ms. Bradley leading that, and I think we would like to lead you through, I would like to at least lead you through what decisions you need to make and then let you make them, but to be very clear on what you need to do in order for us to function.
And if, for example, each publicly elected official can appoint someone, if Dr. Collins is off, then I could appoint him. Back.
If he's off the board, you can.
Yeah. The city can.
The city can. Right.
Or one of the other cities can.
So
or maybe the county can.
Well, yeah.
And you can determine, you know, there may be some of the alternates, like Susan, who has been, and I'm not recommending anything, but Susan, if I can use you as an example, she's always there. And I don't know which city or county she lives in, but that may be someone because of her experience.
You said Henderson?
That you may want to. Do the cities have to appoint a resident of their jurisdiction?
Yes.
So the city of Las Vegas would have to appoint a resident of the city of Las Vegas.
Correct.
Henderson.
Correct.
Oh, I see. Where do you live?
Well, I'll remember that on the advisory board.
Because he's moving from a board member to an advisory board automatically.
Okay. So he automatically does.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But his alternate, Dr. Winchell, who you know from the previous board, I don't know where she lives.
She resides in, actually, I don't know, Roll Tarantula. Where does that fall?
I believe that is an unincorporated
county. That's county. Well, we'll get more of this in the regular meeting.
You will.
And we finished the work of the nominating committee. So we now have a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
I have to tell you that bill. It's confusing to me.
It's
thank you.
It's confusing to me, too.
Who wrote the bill, do they say?
Well, it was Mr. Roberson is the one who brought the bill forward. What we